stuff that those things turn out, what do you call it?
Moonshine.
Yeah.
White lightning. Corn squeezings.
All the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Corn whiskey.
Yeah.
It's also corn whiskey. It's really not a whiskey, though. It's really a rum. Sure, it's not whiskey. You can sit there and age that stuff in 7 years and it won't be any better than if it was 7 hours old. It's a corn, it's a rum.
Any other names that might be used jokingly or something might strike you to be a little bit more crude type?
Battery acid.
Really?
I've heard it called battery acid. That's what it is sometimes. I don't know. Actually, most people I hear talk about it pretty nicely. Yeah, rot gut, but I don't have to really rot gut. Well, it all depends if rot, if it's made wrong, it's not any good, but when it's made correctly, it's one that outsells Johnny Walker Red, and it commands a hell of a higher price, too.
What about stump juice?
Stump juice, that's cute. That's a nickname, stump juice. That's cute. That's really cute, stump juice.
Horse piss or panther piss?
Well, I thought that was a type of... Bill Hunter had a thing of panther piss one time.
What is it?
He had a bottle that was called panther piss.
Oh.
That was funny that was put on.
Oh. Ever heard that called Splow around here?
Splow?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there any, would it be any different, a different name for it if it wasn't distilled, you know, not so high powered?
Yeah. Piss. It wouldn't be worth a damn. It wouldn't be for real.
Say it's something, if you walk in the kitchen and something makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just that.
Smells good. I smell that.
Yeah.
Old factory that.
if you were eating pancakes, you might pour some of this stuff over it.
Mm-hmm. Smell? Syrup.
Yeah. Is there any other...
Syrup.
Is there anything like syrups that may be a little bit different, or
molasses,
yeah,
honey, sorghum?
What's the difference? We got
going on? Molasses is, I think, I'm not too sure what molasses is. I think it's cane syrup that's been cooked down a little further. I don't know what the hell molasses is, really. And I know honey comes from bees. Sorghum comes from grain sorghum, and it's a sugar sweet sorghum type stuff. It's different, really, from grain sorghum.
You eat that as is?
No, you I think you squeeze it out, and then you cook it. I'm not too sure how you do sorghum, really.
Didn't your cousin have some kind of sorghum
tit? Yeah, well, now that's different. That's grain sorghum, and that's for cows. And that's a good way to clean your nostrils out permanently.
Yeah, that's good.
You know. Whiff of that, and you're gonna turn the four backwards flips.
Fill in this blank with a form of a verb to be of the molasses thick.
Hmm?
The molasses thick.
Is thick?
Okay. And this adjective. Say if I'm wearing a leather belt. It's made out of 100% leather. It's not artificial. I'd say this is a...
Natural leather.
Okay, natural. Or if I'm emphasizing that it's real.
Real.
What about another adjective, maybe? It's not fake, it's leather.
True leather?
Okay, something beginning with a G.
Grain leather?
It's
genuine leather, sure.
Okay. Say, in the days before sugar was so prepackaged, if it was so straight out of the barrel, you'd say that it would be sold in...
I guess some of these scoops.
Okay, or how would you
describe it? Or a cup that? Or something like that.
Okay. Or, well, let's see. Something beginning with a B. It's sold in, you know, implying a large quantity of it sometimes.